Welcome back to Cybercast. Today we're unpacking Apple's urgent spyware alerts and AirPlay airborne bug fixes, Telegram's new anti-phishing and encryption upgrades amid mounting regulatory heat, and the co-op's showdown with DragonForce ransomware that's put millions of member records at risk. So stay tuned to learn how to safeguard your digital life. Next up in Apple news, Apple is urging iPhone users around the globe to shore up their defenses against two very different threats, mercenary spyware infections and newly uncovered airborne bugs in its AirPlay technology, while rolling out patches for a raft of other OS vulnerabilities. 1. Mercenary spyware warnings. Apple has begun sending alerts to select iPhone users in more than 100 countries, among them an Italian journalist and a Dutch activist, warning that their devices may have been targeted by commercial spyware, think NSO-style exploits. To blunt these attacks, Apple again recommends users enable lockdown mode, apply all the latest iOS updates, and consider additional password protections beyond Face ID or Touch ID. 2. Airborne AirPlay vulnerabilities. Security firm Oligo has disclosed a collection of 23 flaws, dubbed airborne, in Apple's AirPlay protocol and SDK that can be abused over Wi-Fi to achieve zero-click, remote code execution, even wormable attacks. Although Apple patched its own hardware in iOS 18.4 and corresponding macOS releases, more than 10 million third-party AirPlay-enabled devices, from smart TVs to routers, remain at risk until their manufacturers push firmware updates. If you rely on any non-Apple AirPlay gadget, check with the vendor now for security patches or consider disabling AirPlay until you can update. 3. Patch roundup across Apple platforms. Apple has also closed multiple vulnerabilities, many of them denial-of-service bugs, plus at least one privilege escalation flaw and an information disclosure issue affecting Mac OS, CVE 2025-30445, CVE 2025-24251. CVE 2025-3120, watchOS 1 DOS vulnerability, tvOS CVE 2025-3120 DOS, visionOS CVE 2025-3197 and related DOS info leak flaws. Whether on an iPhone, Mac, Apple Watch, Apple TV, or running visionOS, users should install the newest software updates immediately and enable lockdown mode where available to stay ahead of these emerging threats. Next up in Telegram news, the secure messaging app has been busy rolling out new defenses and attracting fresh scrutiny. Telegram has introduced advanced anti-phishing filters, unlimited device logins with stricter session controls, limits on messages sent to unknown contacts, and enhanced link scanning to curb scams and fake news campaigns. Behind the scenes, the company quietly upgraded its encryption protocols and plans to launch some 50 additional cybersecurity features by 2025. Meanwhile, Russian authorities continue to issue stark warnings about Telegram's misuse, flagging a surge in malware attacks, fake job and crypto investment schemes, and large-scale fraud operations. Investigators have already arrested suspects and seized assets tied to one sprawling Telegram-based fraud ring. A Moscow cybersecurity firm is piloting a decentralized, node-based system to thwart DDoS attacks, and a recent Telegram bot breach exposed personal data of miners, prompting calls for even tighter safeguards, with a high-profile court order fining Telegram for failing to remove harmful content targeting under-18s and looming threats of a 2024 ban over data storage non-compliance. The platform's emphasis on security couldn't come at a more critical moment. In related tech privacy news, Ireland's Data Protection Commission has slapped TikTok with a €530 million fine for GDPR violations, namely, transferring EU user data to Chinese servers without proper safeguards. The company now has 6 months to halt these data flows or face further action. Next up in co-op news, the UK retailer has found itself fighting off a significant cyber attack that's forced it to shut down parts of its IT estate. Here's what you need to know. What happened? Co-op's security team detected an intrusion linked to the DragonForce ransomware group. To contain the threat, Co-op took key systems offline, back office servers and parts of its call center infrastructure while it cleans up. Data breached? Although Co-op initially played down the scale, hackers provided proof to the BBC showing they'd exfiltrated a significant number of current and former members' personal details. Some reports suggest data on up to 20 million people. Passwords and bank details remain safe, the retailer insists, but names, addresses, and membership numbers have been exposed. Response and investigations. Co-op has apologized, notified the Information Commissioner's Office, and is working with the National Crime Agency and the National Cybersecurity Center to trace the perpetrators. Staff have also been told to keep cameras on in video meetings, an unusual step aimed at preventing lurking intruders from dropping into calls. Customer impact. Despite the back office outage, Co-op says stores and delivery services are running as normal and urges customers not to change their shopping behavior. Meanwhile, rumors swirl that Marks & Spencer suffered a similar hack around the same time, keeping UK retailers on high alert. That's the latest on the Co-op cyber incident. Stay tuned for more updates as the story develops. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe out there online, and don't forget to join us next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity.